Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. That is John Farnham with Aussie band Human Nature, Every Time You Cry on 1FM live and local at 21 to 8. And the best news is that Human Nature is coming to Shepparton next month to tell us all about it. We are joined on the line by band member Phil Burton. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You must be pretty excited to get touring again.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a bit of a rough couple of years when it comes to touring, you know, so much on and off and
absolutely
shut down at weird times. So it's very exciting to know that we've got a tour coming up. But, you know, touch wood, there's not a big chance of this one being shut down. So we'll see how we go.
No, fingers crossed. The ground has shifted a little bit in that space, thankfully. Now, sort of when this pandemic hit, you were in Las Vegas, I think, with the rest of the group, and you must have made a difficult decision to come back.
That's right, yes. It was March 2020 when we got shut down in Las Vegas. And then we basically just sat around thinking that things might come back quickly. And when it turned out that they certainly weren't going to come back quickly, you know, the casinos were shut down for 2.5 months. And then our contract basically was terminated as well because the casino just said, guys, we can't keep you to this when we don't know what's going on. So it just became a matter of sitting around and waiting, and that looked like it was going to go on for a lot longer than we thought. So that's when my wife and I decided it was time to bring ourselves and the kids back home to Australia.
So you grew up in Sydney. It must have been an interesting experience having a residence in a hotel and singing every night.
Yeah, it was very different. I think it's one of those very weird and rare experiences in life where you think, well, you know, this can't happen to too many people, so better enjoy it.
How long did you do that for?
That was for about 11 years.
That is a long time.
It is, yes.
It must definitely be like sort of some kind of parallel universe.
I guess so, yeah. I guess that's an interesting way to put it, I guess, yeah, because, you know, Vegas is the sort of place where it is some kind of parallel universe, I guess, where people go to live a life different to the one that they're living. You know, they go and they lose their inhibitions and a different side of them comes out. You have to be different to that when you live there, of course. You have to make sure you keep a sense of normality. But we were lucky enough that the funny thing about Vegas is that the strip in the middle is all crazy and party central, but outside that is very normal, very conservative and kind of quiet suburban life.
Middle America, there you go.
Yeah, very much.
So the Human Nature story is a bit like a fairy tale, isn't it? You and your bandmates, the three others sort of went to school together, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, we met at high school, 89. Actually, Toby and Andrew and I met earlier than that because, you know, we were in year 10 at the time. So we go back to 1986, but the band itself is 89. And we just got together to do a single concert at school. And it just built from there. We enjoyed it so much, we kept going.
Here on 1FM Live and Local, we are speaking to Phil Burton from Human Nature because the band is coming to Shepparton for a concert next month. Now, there's very few bands that can claim the sort of longevity that you've enjoyed.
Yeah, that's true. It has been. It's 33 years it'll be at the end of this year. So I guess that is pretty rare. With the same four members as well. There are other bands that have gone on for a long time but switched and swapped out members. But for us, yeah, it's always been the same four.
You must get on well.
We do, yes. I think that's one of the reasons why is that initial bond that we had, that we got together just to have fun at school. We were never getting together for any kind of business purpose. So I think that's kept us in good stead the whole way through.
Yeah, something about knowing someone when they were a kid, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
So do you think part of the longevity also is down to the fact that you have really been able to morph and take on many different genres? I mean, the Motown one obviously springs to mind.
I think so. You know, also at the same time as that, with doing different genres of music, I think people can really see that we are still sticking to what's true to ourselves. We're not chasing random genres to try and see what would work. All of these songs are songs that we grew up listening to and, you know, that are the bedrock of what human nature is. So when we decided to do Motown, Motown music had been in our blood for a long, long time, those classic groups like the Temptations and the Four Tops. And then with the jukebox songs, of course, those 50s and 60s songs, that was in our blood as well, right from the very start of that four-part doo-wop vocal group thing. So for us, it's always been very authentic, and I think we've been very lucky that we've been able to do those classic songs and that people love and do them in an authentic way.
So in a couple of days, the rest of the band members come back from Las Vegas. You're all getting back together. Is that like a bit of a sweet reunion you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I am, actually. It's been a while. You know, we toured last year for a couple of months, and which was supposed to take us down to regional Victoria as well, but unfortunately got shut down due to COVID. So it's been 9 months since the last show. So a bit of a long break. So I think all four of us are definitely looking forward to actually getting down and doing the shows we've been planning for so long.
So you're not worried you might be missing out on the latest in-jokes or anything?
No, all good. We still keep in touch over the phone and over the net.
So next week,
we're still all very familiar.
I'm sure you are. So next week you're off to Tassie, then Uluru, I believe, then Victoria,
right,
then Adelaide, then back here off of May 11.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. So we're actually on this tour seeing every state and every territory, which we've never done before on a tour. We've never been to every state and every territory on the same run. So very excited about that. We're seeing some places we've never seen before, which is really exciting.
Is it important to the band to get out to those regional areas to people who won't get to see you if you just play in your Sydneys and your Melbournes?
I think it is, particularly now. You know, the whole country has been shut down in various ways. And one of the things that people miss the most, I think, is getting out and experiencing live events and music with other people. You know, there's a really great feeling about sharing that experience with other humans. So for us, it's particularly important to get out to areas that wouldn't normally see us and just let, you know, help everybody come back to life again after what's been a really tough couple of years.
So when we see you in Shepparton, what can we expect to see?
Well, the show that we're doing is actually a different show for us. It's a much more intimate show. So we get to tell stories of our career, like, you know, basically take people through why we did what we did and give them the backstory to a lot of the decisions that the group has made and take them on a journey, I guess, through the whole career of human nature. So very different for us, but way more enjoyable than we ever thought it was going to be. It gives everybody a chance, including us on stage, to look back on what's been a very long and storied career, I guess. So the shows that we got to do last year before we were shut down went down gangbusters. It was a huge success. So can't wait to do it in Shepparton as well.
We've worked with so many big names. I can't even list them all here, but will you be talking about some of the famous artists you've worked with?
Yes, yeah, there's been quite a few. I mean,
Smokey Robinson springs to mind.
Yes, Smokey Robinson. He was such a massive boost for our career, particularly in America. You know, when we were trying to look for a room to perform in Vegas, we were getting a few knockbacks because I guess it's the, you know, why would we want four white guys to come over and sing Motown? And it was actually Smokey who put his name to our show so that he would present the show for us. And that decision basically made the casinos open their eyes and go, well, if Smokey's got something to do with it, you know, we'll be in. We're interested in this now. So without him, I don't think we would ever have been able to get that residency in Las Vegas. So we're so grateful to him.
I mean, he's just been recognising your talent. There was no other reason for him to support you, was there?
Well, for him, it was also the fact that it felt good for him to know that the music that he created had gone out around the world and had almost come full circle and was coming back to him in a way that he never expected. So I think he really enjoyed that a group like us had been inspired by someone like him from so far away and over so many different generations.
Will we get to enjoy some of that Motown in Shepparton?
Oh, of course. We can never leave that behind now. That's definitely a part of us for now.
Fantastic. Now we better play another song of yours. It's called He Don't Love You. I'll get you to introduce it, but I'll just remind people that the Human Nature Show is at East Bank on May 11, and you can get your tickets from Riverlinks 5832 9511 or riverlinksvenues.com.au. Look forward to seeing you in Shepparton. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Phil Burton of Human Thanks. Nature. Can you introduce He Don't Love You?
Thanks, Terry, of course. Okay, this is a song that we recorded in 2001, and it is an uber boy band track.
Fantastic.
Right when we decided to dive in to the boy band waters.
We need more of that. More of that now, Tuesday morning, I think.
Absolutely. He Don't Love You.
Thanks very much for your time, Phil Burton of Human Nature.
Cheers, Terry. Thank you. He don't love you now.
Servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.